Good morning. Today is August the 21st, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you to turn with me this morning into the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 1. The text reads, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." In verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as we read through these four very seemingly simple verses, what a powerful truth the Apostle Paul gives us as he spoke and wrote this letter to the Colossian people. For it says in verse number 1 of chapter 3, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." You know, in our Christian life and walk, beloved, we notice people in our life. We notice maybe people that we worship with in church each Sunday when the doors are open. Maybe some people that we know and have been our friends for many, many years. But you know what I seem to notice this day and most days in my life, when I worship with other people, is not to keep my eyes and focused on what those people and how those people are really worshiping God, but rather what is God doing through their life and how is God honoring and blessing himself through the life that's being so well lived through our Christian brothers and sisters. You see, it says in verse 2, to set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on earth, keeping our focus, as the word declares, on the things of Christ, the things of God above, not on the things around us, not on the things that seem to entice us, the things that seeming sometimes, beloved, that would cause us to be bound and sometimes would cause us to be hindered from what the will and the truth of God's will would be for our life. Looking at verse 3, the word says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." We have died in Christ Jesus, the word says, for he has paid the great price, beloved, for that day on that cross on Calvary. We know there, as Christ died as well, our sins died on that cross, as he took upon himself the propitiation and the sin debt, the great sin debt, beloved, that you and I owed before the great debt of sin was placed upon him by our Heavenly Father. You know, in verse number 4, it reads, "When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." It says, "When Christ, who is our life." You know, I don't know of any greater love. I don't know of any time in my life, beloved, when I feel more at peace, when I feel more blessed than to know I have the Word of God in my hand, knowing that I have an opportunity to pray for someone's special need, knowing I can have the privilege that God has allowed for me to seek on behalf of someone else that has a very important and a very precious need, just to come before God and just seek the Lord God to help them as God blesses you and I each and every day. You know, in that verse 4, it says in the latter part of it, "Then you will also be revealed with him in glory." Speaking of the relationship that God desires and we to be with and near and be like Christ Jesus our Lord. I would ask you this morning, if you would, just to bow your heads with me for just a few moments of prayer. Let's draw near God and let's ask the Lord Jesus just to help you and I today to be more like him and to have that heart, to have that willingness to serve him. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord God, we truly thank you, Lord, with all of our heart today for this scripture, this text, Father, from the pen of the Apostle Paul to the Colossian people. Lord, we would ask you just to allow these verses to just speak down deep, deep inside our spirit, God, today. May they be manifest, God, at a time in our life, Father, when we need your will, we need your way, and we need the strength of your faith, God, to be so real in our life this day, Father. Oh, Lord God, I would ask you today just to be with each one of us. Father, I would ask you today to just to help us and lead us and guide us, Father, under paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, just as this text declares, Lord, as we have been raised up with you, Father, with Christ, let us keep our eyes and our focus, Lord God, on the things above. Lord, it's so easy these days in our own hearts, Father, to keep our minds and thoughts, Lord, looking around at all the tinsel and all the shiny things of life, the material things, God, that we've grown so accustomed to having at our disposal each and every day, that you would just allow those things to just fade away, God, those desires, God, to just be taken control of and just be passed to the side, Lord. Lord, allow our focus to be on you, Father. Lord, allow our love for one another, God, be as that of the same love, God, that you first showed us. Oh, God, just help us this day, God, to just be more like your precious Son, Jesus, is my deepest prayer. Father, I would surely pray as well today for our men and women that are fighting for the freedoms of our great land, this blessed United States of America. Lord, be with them, be with their families, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep your loving arms around them, Father. Just help lead them and guide them, Father, until the day that you call them home, knowing they've come home, having done a job well done. Father, I would pray for those that we know of that are sick in the hospitals and hospice homes, health care facilities, Father. Oh, Lord God, there's so many people that we know of from our prayer list and as well from emails and letters and from phone calls. Oh, Lord God, there's so many needs today, Father, that we couldn't even begin to name each and every one by name. But, Father, we know today that you know each one. You know every hair on our head, Lord God, today. And, Father, I would just ask you today, Lord, if you see it in thy will, Father, Lord, would you reach down and just touch them in a very special and a very anointed way, God, so that you can raise them up, God, to glorify your name, Father, for what you've done in each of their lives. Father, I thank you so much for every listener of this broadcast each day. I thank you for the faithful ones, God, that support us each and every day in diligent prayer, Father. Oh, God, I would ask you just to bless them. Lord, I'd ask you to just lift them up. Lord, I'd ask you to strengthen them. Lord, I'd ask you would meet their needs in accordance to your will and your purpose and your means, Father. Oh, Lord God, we'd ask today at the close of this prayer that you would just honor your word, Father, that we've shared with the people. Lord, we'd ask you to continue to use us each day. Lord, we'd ask you to lift us and encourage us. God, we'd ask you just to manifest your love and spirit. May we share your love and your truth, God, with those around us. And may every day, Father, may we always look up. May we always reach out in hands of praise, God, and allow you, Father, to be manifest in everything that we say and do. Father, we do love you today, and we truly again, Father, thank you for loving us first. Thank you for blessing us this day. Lord God, just thank you for waking us up this morning, Father, we pray. Lord, today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted high and above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. ¶¶